The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like the angels. And they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. Since we celebrate a solemnity of Our Lady today, we could have chosen readings that are specifically Marian, and yet when I read this gospel, I thought it is so profoundly fitting for the feast day that we celebrate. Those who are deemed worthy of heaven, when they get there, they do not marry and they are not given in marriage. Why? Not because there's something wrong with human marriage, but that reality ceases to exist in the next life because it will have achieved its end. We celebrate one marriage in heaven, and it's not between two human beings. It's the wedding feast of the Lamb, the marriage of God and man. But not just in a collective way, but even uniquely and individually. We celebrate our wedding feast. We celebrate the nuptials between us and Jesus Christ. He is our bridegroom, and He will fulfill everything that human marriage desires, that it seeks in this life. That can only be truly attained in and through Him in the glory of God in heaven. Right? In marriage, you seek support. You seek love. You seek companionship, friendship. All of that only Jesus Christ can most perfectly give to each and every one of us. And human couples, they know this. And maybe they even know this before marriage happens. And really, anybody raised in the faith ought to know this. That when man and woman come together, the end they are seeking, it's not one another, it's the glory of God in heaven. And they are to assist one another in every way possible to keep that focus on God. We journey together so that we might attain salvation as one. But the salvation is in Him, and everything they're seeking they can ultimately only find in Him. And why is this so fitting on this feast day of the Presentation? Our Lady goes to the temple, and the earliest fathers of the church, the first saints, the first theologians, they all speak about when Mary was just a little girl, 3, 4, or 5 years old. It was at that time that she gave herself exclusively to God, that she knew already in her heart that nothing of this world could ever truly satiate her deepest desires. And so she made an offering of herself, the most pure offering that's ever been made by any human being. That she said, "Lord, I want to be all yours, entirely yours." That doesn't mean she didn't have friendships. She ended up having a spouse. But she knew that she could only be really satiated by God alone. And still she wanted to be His in a very particular way. My brothers and sisters, on this feast day, it's a great time to remember. And actually to really start to live this out here now. Actually, and I look at the sisters. Right, there are signs of this in a profound way, that every single one of us are made to be espoused to Christ. And you don't have to live religious life in order to begin to experience this. We all were espoused to Him on the day of our baptisms. That's one of the reasons why we wear white, because it is a wedding feast. But that espousal, it's only in its seed-like form, and it's supposed to be increased and enhanced all throughout our lives. That little by little, we are more perfectly espoused to our Lord Jesus Christ in preparation to truly become one with Him in heaven. But we ought to try to live that now. You know, so many times we seek to have our hearts fulfilled by things of this world. Gosh, I'm going through a tough time. I better turn to food or to drink. Or maybe if you're a woman, to chocolate, right? A friendship. But some of those things, they're good human realities. And yeah, can we find satisfaction in them? Of course. But if we turn to them first, something is lacking. We don't have the proper focus. We ought to live that marriage between us and our Lord Jesus Christ as fully as possible here and now, that we turn to Him first in the midst of everything, that we know that He alone can only really give us all that we are seeking.